arrested?
Well, it's a natural thought. General Pace is the head of the military police. There was a death in the battle school.
They didn't tell me whether Colonel Graf was being promoted or court-martialed. Just transferred with orders to report to the Polemarch.
Is that a good sign or bad?
Who knows? On the one hand, Ender Wigan not only survived, he passed a threshold. He graduated in dazzlingly good shape. You have to give old Graf credit for that. On the other hand, there's the fourth passenger on the shuttle, the one traveling in a bag.
Only the second death in the history of the school. At least it wasn't a suicide this time.
How is murder better, Major Imbu?
It wasn't murder, Colonel. We have it on video from two angles. No one can blame Ender.
But they might blame Graf. After all this is over, the civilians can rake over our files and decide what was right and what was not. Give us medals where they think we were right, take away our pensions and put us in jail where they decide we were wrong. At least they had the good sense not to tell Ender that the boy died.
It's the second time, too.
They didn't tell him about Stilson, either.
The kid is scary.
Ender Wigan isn't a killer. He just wins. Thoroughly. If anybody is going to be scared, let it be the buggers.
Makes you almost feel sorry for them, knowing Ender's going to be coming after them.
The only one I feel sorry for is Ender. But not sorry enough to suggest they ought to let up on him. I just got access to the material that Graf's been getting all this time, about fleet movements, that sort of thing. I used to sleep easy at night.
Time's getting short?
I shouldn't have mentioned it. I can't tell you secured information.
I know.
Let's leave it at this. They didn't get him to command school a day too soon, and maybe a couple of years too late.
Children?
Brother and sister. They'd layered themselves five times through the nets, writing for companies that paid for their memberships. That sort of thing. Devil of a time tracking them down.
What are they hiding?
Could be anything. The most obvious thing to hide, though, is their ages. The boy is 15, the girl is 12.
Which one is Demosthenes?
The girl, the 12-year-old.
Pardon me, wait a minute. I don't really think it's funny, but I can't help but laugh. All this time we've been worried, all the time we've been trying to persuade the Russians not to take Demosthenes too seriously, we held up Locke as proof that Americans weren't all crazy warmongers. Brother and sister, pubescent.
And their last name is Wigan.
Coincidence?
The Wigan is a third. They are one and two.
Oh, excellent. The Russians will never believe...
that Demosthenes and Locke aren't as much under our control as the Wigan.
Oh. Is there a conspiracy? Is someone controlling them?
We have been able to detect no contact between these two children and any adult who might be directing them.
Mm-hmm. So that is not to say that someone might not have invented some method you can't detect. It's hard to believe that two children...
I interviewed Colonel Graf when he arrived from the battle school. It is his best judgment that nothing these children have done is out of their reach. Their abilities are virtually identical with the Wigan. Only their temperaments are different. What surprised him, however, was the orientation of the two personas. Demosthenes is definitely the girl, but Graf says the girl was rejected for battle school because she was too pacific, too conciliatory, and above all, too empathic.
Definitely not Demosthenes.
And the boy has the soul of a jackal.
Wasn't it Locke that was recently praised as the only truly open mind in America?
It's hard to know what's really happening, but Graf recommended, and I agree, that we should leave them alone, not expose them. Make no reports at this time except that we have determined that Locke and Demosthenes have no foreign connections and have no connections with any domestic group either, except those publicly declared on the nets.
In other words, give him a clean bill of health.
I know Demosthenes seems dangerous, in part because he, or she, has such a wide following. But I think it's significant that the one of the two of them who is most ambitious has chosen the moderate, wise persona. And they're still just talking. They have influence, but no power.
In my experience, influence is power.
If we ever find them getting out of line, We can easily expose them.
Oh, only in the next few years. The longer we wait, the older they get, and the less shocking it is to discover who they are.
You know what the Russian troop movements have been. There's always the chance that Demosthenes is right, in which case...
We better have Demosthenes around. All right, we'll show them clean for now, but watch them. And I, of course, have to find ways of keeping the Russians calm.